is the prison.
This is the wing.
I'm Laura Lindo. I'm the director of Key Change. The characters are storytelling. They are genuinely delighted to see the audience.
Right, these are the pads.
They lay out the walls using masking tape and they try to reach the heights of the razor wire, the top of the fences on their tiptoes, just to try to explain what it is that the audience is seeing. And from there, we're asking the audience to play the game.
This is the wing.
The stairs are here. The phones.
The game means entering the world of the women of HMP Low Newton, for the script and the action was devised directly from the prisoners working with the theatre company Open Clasp.
Do you mind? I'm on the phone to my granddaughter! Sorry, Ken.
They wanted the audience to laugh, they wanted the audience to feel, and they wanted the audience to understand. We're not victims, we're survivors. We don't want to accuse, we want people to be able to identify.
Get up! I take the kids to school, score! I've gone to work, score!
Actress Jessica Johnson plays the part of Angie, a repeat offender who was abused as a child and became a drug user and prostitute. Jessica helped develop the character with the prisoners.
Angie's character, it'll have the story of, say, two or three different women, and we do a roll on the wall and we add to it that way, and we give them a name and an age. So it's creating a safe environment for the women to be able to do that. And yet, so all of the characters are based on real women's stories, real women's experiences.
That must come with quite a sense of responsibility.
Hugely, but it's good. It's really positive and good, I think.
Y'all read boss! Ha!
She asks her, how long this time?
6 years. Hey, 360 quid and I get 6 years.
Drama games were used to help the women express themselves, but it was the job of writer Katrina McHugh to pull it together into a play for four actors.
It was like a giant puzzle. As a writer, I'm observing them as well. I'm observing what they were passionate about, what is it they wanted to talk about. We took the script back to the women and said, what do you think? Does this capture what you've said? And they went, yes. And there was a bit of negotiation back and forward with the governor to make sure that everybody was happy with it.
I got 3.5 years.
I got 6.
Revolving door.
Now it's my third time.
It's my first crime.
According to the Ministry of Justice, there are over 3,900 women in jail at the moment. The Causton Review for the Home Office revealed over 50% reported suffering domestic abuse. It's a recurring theme in the play.
I went to a refuge up north. When my jaw was broken, and after he'd stamped on my head.
There's one woman's particular story that you see on that stage, and she played the perpetrator. It was her life. That's her moment. You know, she had a child sitting, watching, and when her jaw snapped, the child's head looked up and started to cry.
I won't be here when you get back.
Good.
Me and the kids.
See it again.
See it again.
Obviously, we're using the character to keep them safe, but they're pulling on something they know. So this is what he does. She's a really tall woman. She's a really strong woman, and she's just been brutalised. So we're supposed to get it right. She goes, this is what he did. When we took it back in, she was going, right, you've got that. And that's absolutely right.
We might look a bit untamed.
Because we can be.
But you see, if you took your time...
You could see the before. We're not saying it's an excuse.
Nah, but it's a reality.
A viewpoint.
And it's ours.
Key Change tries to explain why the women are inside, but neither the play nor the prisoners deny that crimes have been committed. Bleak in parts, there's also humour and real hope.
Definitely. I mean, they're all going to get released at some point or another. I just saw them light up. They felt like they were being listened to. And I think that's really important, isn't it? For someone to hear what you're saying.
I wish that 2 years go quick and then I get clean and I'm off the meth.
For my kids to grow up happy and normal. I wish that when I get out, to be a normal mum.
I wish that I get me tag.
I wish everyone wealth and happiness. That everything I've learned over the last few years goes to some use.